This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. This is Power Lunch on Power 98.7.
Well, we thought in light of the inauguration of President Cyril Ramaphosa, we'd look at other aspects that are being affected. One very important aspect is the rand. So the rand broke below 18 rand to the dollar today, its best level since August as the inauguration of President Cyril Ramaphosa, and the prospect of a new market-friendly government lifted sentiment. Market participants will focus on Ramaphosa being sworn in as president, which he was today, while awaiting the appointment of new government officials. So here to give us an economic insight, economist Koketso Mano. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bobby, and hello to all of your listeners.
So the rand maintained its recent rally, smashing past that 18 rand to the dollar mark. What do you make of this? And, you know, how long is the rand going to remain at this strengthened state?
And I think maybe just to start off by reiterating our previous view, which was that the rand above, at that stage, it was even above 19.
Yeah.
Was grossly undervalued, right, going into the second quarter of this year. And we expected that the elections would have, you know, some weight on the rand, given that political uncertainty and the risk that the market would have placed on it. But going into the elections, I mean, the rand already started to improve. Our expectation is that after the elections and once that political uncertainty subsides, we would see the rand moving closer to fair value, which we estimate at 1750. Mm-hmm. So we already see a lot of that happening. So it's broadly in line with expectations. It might be, Bobby, that even as we go into the remainder of the year, you know, depending on how the GNU is actually formulated when it comes to cabinet appointments and so forth, we could see further improvements. And that would be very positive for inflation going into 2025.
You know, in the next couple of days, as you mentioned, the cabinet will be announced, and ministries, Treasury being one of them. I mean, obviously, that will have an effect on the rand's performance, right, Koketso?
True. Broad, you know, cabinet appointments should have an impact depending on whether the market views those cabinet appointments to be in line with the reform agenda that, you know, the GNU is broadly expected to continue. But I think, you know, given what has been agreed on to date and with the president's inauguration today, it just emphasizes that we'll probably see policy continuation, right? Yeah. This is something that has already started under Cyril Ramaphosa, the president, and we expect that, you know, the future administration will continue with that process. And we will see structural reform starting to take shape in South Africa, as we started to see a few green shoots when you think about the electricity sector. So in our view, this is broadly in line with what we've seen with the reappointment of the governor and other MPC members, that there is that continuation that is being embedded. And hopefully that is very positive for the reform agenda.
What are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts, I think just lumping everything together. Where we currently sit now, we are hopeful that the new administration will, you know, succeed, especially when it comes to implementation of policy, right? Because in South Africa, we don't have an issue of having good, strong policies. Right. We have that. The issue has always been implementation. So that's what we're looking forward to. And I think that's the broader sentiment for all South Africans. This reform agenda is so important on a global scale when you think about emerging markets, right? Think about Nigeria, for example, that's undergoing its own structural reforms. Those are so important to embed a stronger outlook when you think about the economic activity. And that obviously spills over to employment creation, which is top of mind as we go into the 7th administration. So hopefully we see all of that coming through. And but it's important to note that, you know, better functioning industries, better functioning network industries are so important to reducing input costs and inflationary pressure. So given the data that we also received today, all of this encompasses our future expectations of better macroeconomic balances going forward.
Very interesting. Koketso Mano, senior economist, giving us an overview of the Rand's performance today and a bit of a forecast post the inauguration of President Cyril Ramaphosa. Koketso, thanks for your time.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.